Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I have a little story to read to you today. Story time! Don't we love this? I find that simple stories, they can just really speak to us in deep ways, and I'm excited to read this one to you. It's a story of a villager in India who happens upon a sannyasi. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. To my understanding, this is a person who has renounced all worldly treasures because they found enlightenment. A sannyasi is a wandering mendicant who, having attained enlightenment, understands that the whole world is his home and the sky is his roof. He knows that God is his father and God will look after him. So he moves from place to place the way you and I move from one room of our home to another. "I cannot believe this," the villager exclaimed to the sannyasi when their paths crossed. The sannyasi responded, "What is it you cannot believe?" "I had a dream about you last night," the villager said. "I dreamed that the Lord Vishnu said to me, 'Tomorrow morning you will leave the village and you will run into a wandering sannyasi.' And here you are." "What else did the Lord Vishnu say to you?" the sannyasi asked. "He said that you possess a precious stone and that, should you give it to me, its value will make me the richest man in the world," the villager said. "So, do you have such a stone?" The sannyasi began rummaging through his knapsack and after a moment pulled out an object. "Would this be the stone that you saw in your dream?" said the sannyasi, handing the stone to the villager. The villager could not believe his eyes. It was the same stone, a diamond as big as his fist. He held the diamond in his two hands with great care. "Could I have this stone?" he asked. "Of course," the sannyasi said. "Please take it. I found it in the forest, and you're welcome to it." The villager took the diamond and went to sit under a tree on the outskirts of the village. He held the diamond close to his heart, and he experienced great joy. Now, this is the kind of joy most people feel the day they get something they really want. Have you ever stopped to ask how long that kind of joy lasts? You got the girl you wanted, right? You got the boy. You got that car. You got the degree. You're top of your class. You got what you thought was your dream job, right? How long does that joy last? How many seconds? How many minutes? Eventually, you grew tired of what you got, didn't you? And soon you are off looking for something else. Understanding this truth is more valuable than studying the scriptures, because what good is it to you to study the scriptures if you've not understood this? What good is it if you've not understood what it means to live and to be free and to be spiritual? So the villager sat under the tree all day, clutching his diamond, and he became immersed in thought. Toward evening, he returned to the place where the sannyasi was meditating and gave the diamond back. "I've decided that this wasn't what I was looking for," he said. "But may I ask you one more favor?" "What is it?" asked the sannyasi. "Could you please give me the inner richness that makes it possible for you to so easily give away this thing that would have made you the richest man in the world?" Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey, friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.